Jessica, thanks for joining us for Alamogordo Now. Many of our listeners know New Mexico's 30-day legislative session is underway. What are Otero County legislators proposing during this short session?
So the legislative session opened on January 21st, and there are a number of really high-profile bills out there. But for Otero County legislators, some particular items are of more import than others. Just as a brief example, Senator William Burt, who serves District 33, has submitted a bill for the complete count in 2020 census. This authorizes funding appropriations of about $8 million to the Department of Finance to achieve a statewide complete count. Senator Ron Griggs, some of his priorities lie in, or one of his more interesting submissions is SJR 5, which is a legislative term limits. So the joint resolution would amend the state constitution to change the length of a state legislator's term. Cliff Pirtle, who is the Republican representative for District 32 in the Senate, has submitted the Vocational Training Scholarship Act, and that is to target vocational training for the entirety of the state to make sure funds are available for students interested in doing that. The only one who has not filed a bill was Representative Rachel Black. She represents District 51. She is a sophomore representative. Now, the term to file bills ends on February 5th.
We're going to move on now to some news that captured attention from across the globe, and that is the fires in Australia. Now, you have a story about New Mexico firefighters that assisted in taking on those fires in Australia.
Correct. So four U.S. Forest Service firefighters were deployed to Australia to lend a hand with the brush fires. Now, those fires have been really devastating for the continent and for the country. 31 deaths, including three American crew members who died in a water tanker crash early in January. Now, we know that Chris Nicolai, who's a Deputy Assistant Director of Fire Operations for the Forest Service, along with three others, and they include Terrence Gallegos with the Santa Fe National Forest Operations, Ricky Beal with the Cibola National Forest Air Tanker Base, and Jennifer Martunik with the Cibola National Forest Air Tactical Group were also in the on the continent. Now, Nicolai returned to the U.S. on January 13th, as did some of the other firefighters. If you want to read the entirety of that story and learn about his experience, you can head over to alamogordonews.com.
Okay, Jessica, now we don't have a lot of time left, but I wanted to talk about something that you provide every week to the community, and that is the hologram. You have an update about that.
Correct. So this week, that would be January 30th edition, will be the final edition of the hologram as an individual tabloid. I don't want readers to worry. They can still find all their military coverage online at alamogordonews.com. We have a hologram tab there that lists nothing but military news, and you'll be able to pick up weekly copies Thursdays of the Alamogordo Daily and find that continuing military coverage inside on page A7.
Jessica, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.